Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM from Seattle. And tonight, I'm broadcasting live from a beautiful pub out in the countryside just outside London, England. I have my wonderful new friends here, Karen and Rod from the Fleece. It's called the Fleece Hill. Hillsey? Is that right? Hillsey, correct. Okay, in Gloucestershire. Did I pronounce that correct, I hope? Okay, good. Why don't everyone say hi to my audience? Say a big hello. It's a beautiful evening here with lots of stars in the sky, and I can actually see that several Galactic Alliance ships in the sky protecting us as I speak. And after this, I'm going to go out into the night sky with my new friends here and point out the UFOs so everybody can see that. I'm on a trip here in England with my good friend Tom Palladino, spreading the magic of his wonderful healing scale energy throughout the country. Tom has a special 15-day free healing program that really works. And if you'd like to try his free scalar energy healing program, please go to his website at www.selfhealgo.com. That's selfhealgo.com. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 200,000 listeners in over 80 countries. During the first hour, 2 to 3 p.m. Seattle time or 10 p.m., 11 p.m. UK time, I'll be having Simon Parts on to talk about North Korea and all kinds of other amazing topics. Simon is on the first and third Fridays of each month, and he will be taking questions on the air. To send Simon a question, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and he'll be happy to answer any questions. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful doctor named Dr. Effie Chow, who's one of the world's most famous Qigong healers. And for those interested in energy work, Effie's a wonderful lady, and I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing her. Her interview will be conducted live from San Francisco. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Mondays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area. It's also available on YouTube under my name, Ted Marr, Out of This World. There's also a new tab at the top of my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com for all of my TV shows. So if you'd like to go there and watch the shows, just click on that tab and you can see all my shows. I also want to thank everyone so much around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And specifically, I'd like to thank Frederick, Tricia, Evelyn, Margaret, Rachel, Marie, as well as Life Force Solutions for their wonderful contributions. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center in Tacoma, Washington, Tom Palladino, my good friend, a famous scalar energy healer from Florida. And we're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance, who are actually here with us tonight, and I'll be showing everyone here in the pub their spacecraft and after the show. And also like to thank my angelic and earthly family and KKNW, without whose help and support would not be possible. I'd also like to say that my web designer Carol lost her father recently, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her and her mother Marge for their loss. I'd also like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Masako, Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke last year. Thank you so much for sending them their love and light. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. If you missed my Galactic Conference earlier this year, you can still order the audios and some videos of the conference for just $97. And if you'd like to do that, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. In addition, this summer, from July 2nd to the 8th and September 6th to the 11th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is the site of the entrance, several entrances to the Hollow Earth. And if you'd like to come along, you can visit a fifth-dimensional civilization, a Lemurian civilization, that's been there for 12,500 years. They communicate telepathically, they have UFOs, and I guarantee you it will be truly an out-of-this-world experience if you can come. Also at Mount Shasta, we usually see lots of Sasquatches and UFOs flying around in and out of Mount Shasta. The cost is only $200 and includes free dry camping on Mount Shasta right next to one of the entrances. If you're interested in coming, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'm hoping that we can have Simon on now. Eric, is Simon there? Well, we're hoping that he comes on. And if Simon's having troubles, Simon, if you could please call into our studio, that would be wonderful. Okay. Well, we're having trouble getting a hold of Simon, unfortunately. Well, we have some backups tonight. We have Joe St. Clair with me. Joe, why don't you come up here and talk for a few minutes about what you do? Come on up, Joe. Joe, could you identify yourself, please, real briefly to my audience? Let's talk.
Hello. Hello, this is Joe St. Clair. Delighted to be on Out of the World Radio with my good friend Ted Mayer. And I've been on the radio a few months ago and did a talk about some of the work I've been doing. And Ted's very, very kindly asked me to say a few words tonight in promoting an interview that will probably be on his next show or one coming up in the near future. I'm going to be talking about my work at the Laszlo Institute of New Paradigm Research, where I'm based in Tuscany in Italy. This is a conference center that brings together experts in all different new paradigm subjects, new paradigm politics, economics, health, and also some work I'm doing for the World Sustainability Development Forum in the UK. The World Sustainability Development Forum is working very closely with the United Nations on measuring the Sustainable Development Goals and how well each country that signed up to those is performing or not performing and the reasons for it. I'll also be talking a little bit about my work with a US organization called Eternia, which is building the world's largest database of STEs, which is spiritually transformative experiences, and studies research into immortality. I'm writing a book about some of these subjects, which is called Earth Pulse, and also launching a brand new magazine onto the UK market called Holistic, which will be looking at alternative and holistic health. So those are some of the subjects I'm going to be talking about as soon as Ted invites me back onto the show. Ted, I think that's just a little introduction from what I'm about. Can I hand back to you?
Yes, of course. Joe's a wonderful fellow. He's a good friend of mine. And actually, he'll be on my show 1 week from today. And Joe will be talking about his work with the Laszlo Institute of New Paradigm Research in Italy. Also, Joe recently returned. Joe, you're so modest. You could talk about so much. He recently returned from a wonderful conference in Mexico City in February, where he talked to the Prime Minister of Japan and Mexico, among many other world leaders, about a new paradigm for world sustainable development based upon spiritual principles. And I think that's a big deal myself. And I think you ought to be supported in your work. So anything I can do to help you with your efforts, but we'll have on Joe a week from today to talk about that a lot more. And also, too, Karen, I want you to come forward and Rod, talk a little bit about your wonderful little pub here. It's a beautiful place. And then I have a psychic I'd like to bring on as well. Ooh. Karen, let's tell everyone about your pub here. Could you please?
Well, hi there. We're a community-run pub. We're in the centre of Gloucestershire. Rod and I took over about 20 months ago, and we've just recently won the Gloucestershire Pub of the Year for Camera, which is a campaign for Real Ale, which is something that we're trying to promote big time. So far, so good. We've got a great community here, lots of lovely locals who are here tonight. And we also attract people from further afield in terms of ale drinkers that find us as a destination. So it's a great little pub. And if you ever have time and you're over this way, please do come and call in. And I'll pass you back now to Round Ted.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Karen. One of the most important things that I've realized, a pub here in this part of the Cotswold, is that correct? Did I pronounce that correct?
Yeah.
Cotswold. It's outside London, but it's a beautiful area. And a pub is more than just coming in and drinking and having a beer. It's much more than that. It's a family affair. People come here and they visit. People come and share stories. They make new friends. And one of the most interesting things I like about this pub is something that's very hard to find in the United States, is organic beer. Beer that's not been made with genetically modified corn, hops, or poisons put into it. Some of the beer in the United States, I'm not going to name the manufacturer, but they actually put in detergent in the beer so it gets a lot of froth. And I don't know how everyone feels out there in the world about drinking beer with detergent in it, but frankly, if I want soap, I want to have the choice to put soap in my mouth or not. And I'd rather have beer without the soap, so at least I have the choice. But anyway, and I want to thank Rod and Karen so much for having me here tonight. It's a beautiful place. One of the nice things, too, is that I have a wonderful psychic who just came up out of the audience out of nowhere. You must have been sent by angels.
Maybe.
And maybe you had a psychic message ahead of time that Simon wouldn't be coming on tonight, so you were drawn to this pub now and you could come on. What's your name, please?
I'm Mary.
Okay, Mary. Great.
I'm Mary. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of readings do you do?
I do crystal readings. I do, I do card readings. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes to me, I can work with that. Okay. Whether it be crystal or oracle cards.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I can work with anything. Work with hands on.
Okay.
Hands on. Or crystals.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a few questions, if I may. You said earlier that you work with numbers. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. I work with different numbers, 11-11, 3-3.
Okay.
Any double numbers.
All right. Now, when you came up to me a few minutes ago here in the pub, mm-hmm. what you said you saw lots of 11-11s around me. Could you explain that?
Well, it's difficult to explain, but it's about it's more about what's coming up in the energy right now. And it's quite an energetic force. And anybody that sees 11-11 right now, it's all about the change. The change is a massive change right now in what's going on in the psychic world. The psychic world is very powerful. And the moon is changing right now. Yeah, we're in a different change. The moon is changing. 11-11 is very, very powerful mm-hmm. right now. And then we're coming up with 3-3s as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of threes, lots of double numbers are very massive and very powerful. Mm-hmm. We need to engage in that mm-hmm. and look at that mm-hmm. and see where we're going with it and feel what's into it. Feel that energetic world that's coming into us.
Wonderful.
It's really hard to explain, but it's the feeling around it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, good.
You're feeling that right now?
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
Okay.
I know that I was told that beginning May 14th or 15th, there's a totally, mm-hmm. there's a new moon and also new energies hitting the planet yeah. as well. Yeah. So if you're starting a new project or anything, it's a good time to start a new project or
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
Mary, you're located here in Gloucestershire, is that correct?
Yeah,
do you have a way for people to reach you, like an email or a phone number they could call you?
Yeah. Well, not exactly right now, but... No, I don't. But I'd like to. But I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. If anyone would like to contact Mary, just send an email to me, and I'll forward
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a good way to do it.
Out of
yeah.
this world. 1150@gmail.com.
Yeah, maybe.
I had some questions. I've got questions from Canada, Germany, and the United States and Japan for Simon. Sometimes I know he does. His internet service does get shut down. Mysteriously, it fails where he can't call out. So I have not been able to reach him, but we're going to go ahead and continue anyway, and I will answer these questions as best I can. I'd love your input too.
Okay.
Are there any other psychics in the audience who'd like to join in on this discussion?
A psychic.
Okay. We have the first question here from Carolyn in the United States. There was another high school shooting in the United States today in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I haven't been listening to the news, so I don't know what's happened. Another tragedy. Within the hour, Carolyn writes that the Facebook picture of the suspect was changed and then later taken down. She asks Simon behind the motivation between this and other school shootings. I have some answers for people. I know that we have what's called the Second Amendment in the United States, which guarantees the people the right to bear and have arms. And sometimes that does get abused, but on the overhaul, the purpose behind that amendment, when it was put into the Constitution in the late 18th century, was to protect ourselves from the government and criminals as well, because a lot of places in the United States at the time were frontiers, and the police just weren't available. So you had to have a gun in order to protect yourself, and if you didn't, the criminals could take advantage of you or kill you and take your property and be no one there left to do anything for you. In many places around the United States today, there's not adequate police protection. I know that in some rural areas of Washington State, you have to wait up to an hour before a police officer will arrive for anything. So during that time, if you don't have your own weapons with you, you can be killed. Yeah, go ahead.
But do you realize we don't have guns?
I know, I was going to get to that. I know that. In England, they don't have guns.
And our murder rate is very, very low.
And that's good. That's good.
No school shootings in Britain.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these, a lady in my audience just said there's no school shootings in Britain, but a lot of these school shootings are actually orchestrated, and they're what's called false flags. It would take me some time, and I'm sorry that Simon is not here today to go into that kind of thing, but we can have a discussion off the air if you like, but I'm just giving you my opinion. Here's a long question from Ennis in from Germany. I'll try to simplify it. Ennis had a dream recently where a spaceship was approaching him. He said that they looked like the Greys, large black eyes, and they were coming here to take his DNA.
And how did that feel for him? How did that feel for him?
Well, he said that he was terrified, but I have to tell you that kind of experience now is decreasing. In the past, there's been a lot of abductions and interactions with the reptilians and the Greys here on planet Earth. But they have come in and they have been taking a lot of humans off planet for creating a human a reptilian type of mixed species. But that's, from my understanding from the Galactics, they've pulled back on that and they're not doing that as much anymore. And pretty soon that should entirely stop. So, but Annis, I will try to get Simon on next Friday. I hope he can come on then to answer that question. Here's another question from Mark in Vancouver, Canada. Mark's asked about the withdrawal of the Iranian nuclear deal by President Trump and what kind of effect that will have on world peace. I wish Simon was here to answer that. I don't really know what the answer is, but there were other questions coming in, one from Sweden now, about the effect of Muslims in Europe. Again, I don't have a good handle on that, so I can't really comment. I wish Simon was here to answer some of these questions, but he's not. I'd love anyone like to comment on those questions here in the audience? Okay, well, that's all right. That's all right. Absolutely, that's all right. You know, I'd like to bring my friend Joe back, if he could, because I've got lots of things to talk about him, and I was going to have him on my show anyway next Friday, and he's here now. One of the things I'd like to ask Joe about is something called Eternia. Joe, could you talk about Eternia a little bit? This is Joe St. Clair.
Sure, Ted, yeah. Basically, Eternia was formed by the sixth man to walk on the moon, Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut. And when he was in space, he had one of those what we call spiritually transformative experiences, an STE, when he looked from above the moon back at the earth and had a revelation of the connectedness of all things and all peoples. And when he got back to earth, he formed an organization called Eternia to study people's spiritually transformative experience, or STEs. And these include very common things like near-death experience, which thousands and thousands of people have had when they've been resuscitated after technically dying on an operating table. It includes the out-of-body experience that some people experience. And it also includes things like spiritual encounters, mystical moments, anything where normal people have a sudden awakening of their spiritual consciousness. And this is done very scientifically. It's not airy-fairy. It's not. It's nothing strange. It's a collection of a database of thousands of people's personal experiences which spiritually transformed them. And it's all kept in a very structured database to be available to researchers who want to do serious scientific research on this subject. It's got a board of directors of probably the 12 world's greatest experts on spiritually transformative experience, including the famous Raymond Moody, who was the first person in the early 70s to coin the term near-death experience. And the best-selling book in America for the last 3 years has been a book called Proof of Heaven, written by a man called Eben Alexander, who was a very highly regarded brain surgeon who did not believe at all in the near-death experience. Eben suffered an extremely rare form of brain meningitis, was rushed to hospital, operated on, and technically died, was brought back, and had was in a coma for 8 days, had a profound experience, spiritually transformative experience, and then joined the Eternia team. And there are other very prominent psychics in America. So it's got a very prestigious board of directors studying these spiritually transformative experiences, which thousands, if not millions, of people have, from a very scientific angle. And I was very honoured when Edgar Mitchell passed away, the astronaut who founded the organisation. I was very honoured to be asked to take over as global president and to take the organisation forward. And because of my work with the Laszlo Institute, working with Professor Irvin Laszlo in Tuscany and bringing together a world experts on consciousness studies, spirituality studies, and other new paradigm thinking.
The one thing I like about Joe's attorney work is that it's a blueprint for the kind of society we could have in the future if we want it. A society where people live in peace and harmony, where there's no crime, where money perhaps won't even be used for a medium of exchange anymore because it's outlived its usefulness if it didn't have any at any one time. I look at the future society as one being completely different than it is today. One of the things that Simon said in my program 2 weeks ago was that the transformation process for this planet ascending into the next dimension, which would be the fourth and then fifth dimension, will be completed by the year 2025, which is only 7 years away. During that time, people like myself who are psychics, having psychic abilities will become commonplace, and most people will communicate telepathically rather than using an oral language. You'll just be able to look at someone, you could read their mind. A lot of times people don't have nice thoughts about each other, so it's going to be a revelation for people to look at your friend or somebody you know and find out what they're really thinking about you. And in the court systems especially, if people try to commit any crimes, the judge or jury will know instantaneously whether a person's telling the truth or not. And that's the kind of society that I'm looking for. Also, I look at the complete elimination of disease and poverty on this planet, and also the end of the oil companies as a way for fuel and energy. I also see the free energy being created here on the planet, so people can use that as a way to get around. But it's we have a beautiful new Earth ahead of us. And one of the things I want to tell you is that I published a book late last year, called Messages from the Masters. And many of the messages in that book are already coming true now as we speak. In that book, which was published last August, I said that there would be no war with North Korea. That's happening. I also said that that the ascension of the planet was happening with the vibrations of the planet rising very rapidly. That is happening already. For example, for tens of thousands of years, the vibration of planet Earth was at 7.8 hertz. It's called the Schumann resonance. And in September of 2016, that resonance jumped from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. Since that time, it's gone up to almost 200 hertz right at the moment. And with the higher vibrations mean that eventually we will shift into the fifth dimension. I've also been told that within about 2.5 years, the vibrations of this planet will shift to about 800 hertz. What will that mean? What kind of society will we have at that point? The kind of society I'm looking at that I've been told, that I'm quoting Simon now, because he said in about 18 to 19 months, a negative government like the Chinese government in China will completely collapse. People will transform it into a true democracy. It's going to take some time, but it is coming and it is happening. The other thing that I'm seeing is that crime rates around the world will actually decrease, because as people become more telepathic, they will be able to tell whether you're telling the truth or not. And people who do commit crimes will not be able to get away with the things that they do now. There will be far more transparency in government around the world, because governments won't be able to lie to their people anymore. And as they won't be able to lie to their people anymore, you'll get leaders, elected leaders, who will actually tell the truth to people. And they'll be honest. Because if they're not honest, people will know it instantaneously. So that's the kind of beautiful future that we have. One of the messages, too, that President Kennedy has given me many times is that when he was murdered back on November 22nd, 1963, he was trying to institute changes from the top down. That was waylaid, of course, by Lyndon Baines Johnson and other negative entities within the U.S., and we went off on a warlike pattern, having all these wars during the last part of the last century. But now the tide has come back, and so the kinds of changes that President Kennedy tried to institute from the top down, people are trying to institute now, are instituting from the bottom up. People like you and me listening to this program today, and Joe St. Clair, who's with me here, and many, many other beautiful light workers around the world. And we have power in numbers. They can't stop us all. And I know that the negative entities and forces on this planet have known since the last couple of years that they've lost the war. And they can't stop it. They can't stop our ascension into the higher spiritual realms. This planet, as according to President Kennedy, is destined for the fifth dimension. And I believe Simon was right 2 weeks ago when he said that we would be ascending into the higher dimensions, the fifth dimension. I wanted to take any questions you may have from the audience. Could you come closer, please? Because there's noise in the background and I hate yelling. Please come on up. What's your name, please?
My name's Jackie, and we don't know who you are. We're just sat in the pub tonight, and we'd like to know what you mean by the fifth dimension.
Okay, this is very simple. There are 12 different dimensions, all right? Mm-hmm. We exist here in the third dimension. The fourth dimension's time. The fifth dimension is where most spirits, most people go after they pass on from this lifetime. It's a dimension where there's no time. It's a dimension where there's not time as we know it. It's a dimension where there's only truth. And if you're a psychic and you have that ability to go into the fifth dimension, when I go into the fifth dimension and I give a reading to someone, I can look into the past, present, or future and tell people with near 100% accuracy, when I'm in a good mood and high energy and a positive mood, the truth about a person's life and their soul purpose. That's what the fifth dimension is. The 12th dimension, as you go up the ladder, different dimensions, is God or the Supreme Being, the entity who created all of this. And as you go up the dimensions, you become light. You become light bodies, become much lighter. When after the year 2025, food will not be as important as it is today, because we won't be feeding off food to sustain our bodies. We'll still have a body, and it'll still be physical, but not in this kind of third dimensional sense.
2025 is not so very far away.
No, it's only 7 years away.
So what's so important about 2025?
It's because 2025 is the year that we'll move into the fifth dimension.
How do you know that?
Give me a call and you'll know.
See, we don't know this. Us here in Britain, we don't know about this.
Okay. Well, for those listening in Britain or wherever you are in the world, every year I take a group of people to Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta is the home of the Lemurian civilization, the Talosians. They've been there 12,500 years. They are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. And I've been there, I don't know how many times, I've been there many times. And when you go to the fifth dimension underneath Mount Shasta, let's say you'll see a rose there growing. All the colors are far more vibrant than they are here in the third dimension. Ever been in the Himalayas or the way, way high up in a mountainous area?
I've not been to the Himalayas.
Okay, well, if you go up to the high, very high mountain area, often if you see flowers or plants, the greens will appear greener. The blues.
I always thought that was due to lack of oxygen there.
No, don't explain. This is a fifth dimensional concept, not a third dimensional concept. So when you see flowers or green plants or whatever in the fifth dimension, the colors are all far more vibrant. They're vibrating at a higher frequency, so the colors are far more have far more energy. When you look at the sky, it's much bluer than it is here in the third dimension, and your bodies are lighter. You also live a lot longer than in this dimension here. But there's a lot to be said about it.
I find it fascinating because I take funeral services for a living, and I've taken an awful lot of them, and so I hear a great deal about faith and belief. Mm-hmm. And I like to be open-minded, but I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to tell me.
Well, let's talk after my show, okay? And I can go over further, too.
That
would be best. So, anyway, I'm so sorry that Simon's not on the air tonight, but we've got some time left. And what I'd like to do is to bring Joe back on again, and I want to talk a little bit more about Eternia and some of your work, Joe, because I was going to have you on my show anyway. A week from today, so let's just do the interview now. Could you tell me a little bit about your work in holistic health?
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. Yeah, I've been interested for a long, long time in health, the whole concept of health, and it seemed to me that in traditional Western medicine, we were not really getting it right a lot of the time, and it tends to be that. A typical health scenario is someone is unwell, they will go to their local doctor, the doctor will listen to their symptoms, and then they will do what they've been taught to do in medical school. They will prescribe certain drugs and medications. The people take the medications. They may have some relief from their condition, but in many cases, their illness is not actually cured. And the other thing with the current medical scenario is that clinical trials, which are carried out on one particular medication or drug, if someone is diagnosed with a condition that requires five or six different tablets legitimately, no one has actually done clinical trials on how those five medications interact with each other and how the chemicals react in the human gut. And very often, the combination of different chemicals that have not been clinically trialed can worsen people's condition. Mm. And on the other spectrum, we have Eastern medicine, which has a totally different approach, like the Ayurvedic Indian medicine or herbal medicines. And they have, over the centuries, got as much legitimacy, but they are generally ridiculed in Western society. And there needs to be more of a marrying up of the traditions. Now, the other thing which I've done an enormous amount of research into over the last few years, and I know this is going to sound very, very off the wall, it's going to sound very strange, but I make no apology.
That's okay, it's out of this world.
It's out of this world. Yeah. Yeah, is that there have been absolute, unquestionable, 100% cures for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, around for probably 30, 40 years. And 99.9% of the population know nothing about these cures because they'll never find it in the media. They'll never find it through traditional medicine or traditional hospitals. But those people who have done their homework and do the research can actually find that these cures exist. And every year, thousands of people are making full and total recoveries from these terrible diseases but the media do not want general populace to know about this. This saddens me deeply, and in 1 month's time, I'm launching a magazine called Holistic, and I'm going to be interviewing and putting in the magazine discussions with all the people in the world who've actually come up with these cures and can demonstrate their proof. I've actually seen this myself in my work with the Laszlo Institute in Tuscany. I've actually met the doctors and the scientists who've actually researched over many, many years these cures. And I've actually spoken to them about the way they've cured things like diabetes and cancer and heart disease. And I've seen their medical proof. And I've even spoken to many people who can tell me firsthand that they've tried these cures and they've been completely cured. Particularly in the case of cancer, nobody need die of cancer anymore. There's been cures for terminal cancer even for 30 or 40 years. I've met people who've tried the products and I've seen the results with my own eyes. So there's a lot that the biopharmaceutical industry has to answer for. The way that we are treated by the medical industry is appalling. There's a lot of corruption, and I'm not blaming any doctors. They do a wonderful job. I'm not blaming the wonderful nurses who care for people. It's much wider than that. But the time has come to turn the tables and spread the truth through magazines, through interviews, through radio shows and TV. There's a growing awakening that all these things can be cured, and there's a growing momentum to make it happen. And I'm part of that momentum. I'm very proud of that, and I make no apology for saying these things.
Wonderful, Joe. That's such wonderful advice. One thing I want to mention is that Dr. Masaru Emoto, before he passed away back in 2014, said that everything is vibration, or hado in Japanese. And one of the things that he did successfully for 10,000 people, he treated a lot of people with physical diseases and spiritual conditions with what's called his hado machines, which are vibration machines. And he would take a glass of distilled water, have the person put their hand on electronic pad with this hado machine, and he would then take another pad and put the water on it, and the machine would program the water to the correct vibration to correct that person's vibration so that they could feel much better, maybe help them in a spiritual sense or with their physical condition. And he was very successful in doing it that. And if you are interested in getting a hado treatment, we're having a very famous hado healer, Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto office, will be coming to the Seattle area at the end of June. And she'll be in the Seattle area for 1 month, and she will be having hado sessions. If you're interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But that's the kind of innovative health technique that we need. Unfortunately, in the United States, I don't know what the situation is like here, but a person who's worked hard their whole life, guess how much percentage of their estate usually goes to medical expenses during the last 6 months of their illness? 60-70%. And all that money goes for doctors to keep people barely alive, while most of their estate is siphoned off to the medical establishment. For what reason? Just so a bunch of pharmaceutical companies and hospitals can make a whole bunch of money off people while they die and they don't never cure them? I'm sorry if I sound harsh. But that's the kind of system we have in the United States, where the system is not designed to cure anybody, but instead just to treat the symptoms. Joe, what do you think about that?
I think it's been proved time and time again. There's a wonderful book that came out a few years ago by a guy called Ben Goldacre, and it's called Bad Pharma. And he worked in the pharmaceutical industries, pharma, right. PharmA. He worked there. He saw firsthand how corrupt the whole system was and how that the whole health industry is about making money rather than actually curing people. And drugs were keeping people alive longer so they could sell more drugs. And he had a huge mountain of proof to his claims. It's a wonderful book. It's become a bestseller. And it's time that people realized that there are cures for these awful conditions, and that we must stand up to the pharmaceuticals who are maintaining this practice. What people don't realize is that when doctors do their degrees in medical science, when they have finished their degrees and they go into medical practice, they keep their knowledge going by going to conferences. So the conferences tell them about the latest drugs and the latest research. What they don't always realize is that these conferences are hosted by the biopharmaceuticals. Not only that, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of wonderful people doing amazing charity work for things like breast cancer and other types of diseases. And they're raising lots and lots of money for cancer research companies. And very often these cancer research companies find real breakthroughs. The unfortunate truth is that the cancer research companies are subsidized by the biopharmaceuticals. So even when there's a breakthrough cure found, the big biopharmaceuticals don't approve them.
That's crap. Like, yeah. Not the truth.
It's lying. Excuse me. Excuse me. Please be quiet.
I don't care, but that's lying. That is not the truth.
Excuse me. Could you leave? Could you leave? Could you leave, please?
No, we're in a public place.
This is not public. This is a private show.
No, it isn't. It's a public pub.
I'm sorry, we're getting some disruption here in the audience. Anyway, I wanted to mention that in the Seattle area.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Could you ask her to leave? This is extremely rude. Why are you acting the way you are? Why? You have no right to talk that way. Get out. Get out.
We're in England now.
In the Seattle area, there's a lot of good initiatives happening right now, and I want to say that the white light is stronger than the dark, and I know that with a lot of people working for Good Health Solutions, that we will have better health than we do today. Eric, I'd love to get let's get Effie Chow on the line early. She's our next guest at 3 o'clock. And Effie is a world-famous Qigong healer from San Francisco, and I'd like to bring on her early. I was going to have her on at 3 o'clock, but if we can get her on early, that would be wonderful. Anyway, we're having a good connection tonight. My connection here from England is very good and very clear, and I really like Joe St. Clair's ideas on the Eternia Project, because this planet is moving toward a harmonious planet where I know that people will live in harmony and peace, and that's the kind of destiny that we have waiting for us. I wanted to go over a few more things with everyone real quick. The beauty, one of the things I wanted to tell everyone about is that during my trip to the to Mount Shasta this summer, I'll be going the first week in July and the first week in September. That's a fifth dimensional civilization, which has lived in harmony with the planet for the last 12,500 years. And that's what we're headed for. And one of the things with Mount Shasta is that many people from Telos and the Hollow Earth actually come up from the Hollow Earth, and they visit us, and they're literally from another dimension. People in the Hollow Earth live for at least 1,000 years, and they live far more than we do because they're much more spiritually advanced. One of the things about spiritual development is that as you progress spiritually, you become looking younger and younger and live a lot more than you do now. Joe, could you come up, please?
Sure.
Yeah. One of the things that Joe recently went to, I'll bring Joe back on, he went to a conference in with the United Nations in Mexico City. Could you talk about that, please?
Yes, absolutely, Ted. Yeah. You probably all know that 163 countries around the world have signed up to something called the Sustainable Development Goals, which are very laudable, looking at very, very laudable solutions for world problems. Including poverty, inequality, clean water, getting plastic out of the oceans, deforestation. There are so many things that are troubling the world at this point in time. So having 163 countries signing up to tackle these challenges by 2030, I think is absolutely wonderful. And the United Nations are using another company called the World Sustainability Development Forum to actually measure the progress of all the countries on these goals.
Interrupt my show.
And I'm actually working for the UK arm of the World Sustainability Development Forum, and they're opening an office in the UK to put pressure on the government to spend more time on achieving the targets, which is excellent. So I'm really, really excited to be spending time with members of the British government and ministers, finding out how much progress they're making on things like the carbon emission targets, how much progress they're making on dealing with inequality and poverty within the UK, and making sure they stay on track to meet those 2030 targets. So I was in Mexico City with about 75 world leaders in February, talking about this, and there is a lot of momentum, but time is running out, and there are some worrying signs, particularly from the World Meteorological Organization, on the amount of sea ice that's disappearing and about the plastic in the oceans. But it was also encouraging to see 75 world leaders there to actually listen, learn, bringing their scientists and ambassadors with them. And they're making some wonderful progress. So it's a very, very uplifting and exciting thing to be involved in. And I'm very much enjoying being part of that process.
Great, Joe. Thank you so much for mentioning that. You mentioned that you met with the Prime Minister of Japan and the Prime Minister of Mexico as well.
Yes, there were lots of world leaders that I had the good fortune to speak with, and it was very encouraging to see them there. There was a big presence, actually, from the premiers of a lot of the islands in the Atlantic and the Pacific, particularly the ones which are very flat and which will suffer enormously if there is sea level rises. So they were particularly keen to attend the conference and listen to the latest news and research on this topic. And but there's a huge enthusiasm to actually tackle these problems quite seriously, and that's very, very exciting. And there'll be another big conference in Mexico City next February, where, again, I will be taking part and finding out what progress has been made.
Great. Well, you know, Joe, I have to say, there's more good people on this planet than there are negative people, like the lady who outburst, who's obviously drunk in the audience here earlier. But there's more good people on this planet than there are negative people, and the good people will win out over the negative people. The people who can't go along with these changes, who are stuck in their old ways and who want to cling to old ideas that don't work anymore, will be going to another planet after leaving this one, because Mother Earth is sick of the pollution. She's sick of the war. She's sick of the conflict. And those people will not be allowed on this planet. So at any rate, I'd like to bring on Effie Chow now. Thank you, Joe. I'd like to bring on Effie Chow, a world-famous Qigong healer from San Francisco now. And thank you, Eric, so much for your help. I appreciate you so much for coming on today. Hello, Effie, are you there?
Yes, hello, Ted.
Oh, it's so good to have you on, Effie. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. And it's my honor to come on. Thank you for inviting me. And in England, that is wonderful. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Yes, I am. I am. Well, I just had a gentleman on.
I wish I were with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Effie. Well, to my audience, Effie is one of the world's most famous healers. She's a Qigong healer. And she's from San Francisco. She's been doing... How many years have you been a Qigong healer?
Oh, well, actually, I grew up with it, but had formal training since the 1950s. So it goes a long way. And also, I am an acupuncturist, practice Chinese medicine, and a psychiatric and a public health nurse as well. So combine everything with Qigong. And whether people know Qigong or not, Qigong is the energetic practice underlying Chinese medicine. Qi means breath, and Gong means manipulation or manifesting and working with them as much as possible. So just in case people don't know what Qigong is.
Effie, can you hear me okay? I'm losing.
Yeah,
I've lost a couple
of noise behind you. Oh, this
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I'm glad that... Okay, good. I just want to make sure you're in a good area for cell reception. I want to share with everyone what Dr. Effie Chow did for me in Montreal back in 2016. I've had tinnitus in my ears for the last 37 or 38 years, which is constant loud ringing. And Dr. Chow worked on me for about 45 minutes at a conference in Montreal. And as a result of her working on me with her wonderful Qigong practice, about half my ringing was gone, especially in my right ear, which I've had for almost four decades. And no one has ever helped me as much as Dr. Chow has. I know we've been meeting to get together since 2016 so she could complete her healing on me, but she's a wonderful lady. And Effie, you have so much wisdom and you've been doing this for so long. You're truly a gift to the world for your healing abilities.
Well, thank you very much. And regarding your ringing in the ear, yes, you should have a series of treatment, my dear.
Thank you.
It was really a miraculous thing. But I am, in my travels, I've been treating a lot of ringing in the ear. And it seems to be a huge problem right now. In Alaska, in Arizona, in Italy, in China, I've been treating a lot of ringing in the ears and instant success, you know. So that, yeah, I think we had basically all of 20 minutes that I actually worked on you. Your right ear was totally clear, and the left ear was totally clear, and the right ear still had about 80%. 40% ringing. And so, but we were limited by time after that. You know, that really was only about 40 minutes. So, what I find though is that along with ringing in the ears, hearing deficit, people cannot hear as well. We've managed to help with that. And also, people can learn how to help themselves. Only people to be hard sighted, although it probably needs the initial treatment to start the energy balance out again. And sometimes it was eye problems. You know, eyes and ears are things that are plaguing us, as we grow older. And even younger people now, too, have eye and ear problems. And we have seen it really excitingly. The next generation is big on the straight right now. And we're able to clear macular degeneration one or two sessions. And they have to continue to practice Qigong, though, you know. And there's a lot of noise in the background. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, go ahead. It's okay. It's all right. I'm all right now. I should be able to cut it out. Go ahead.
Okay. And then some of the things, Western medicine I respect very much because I'm a nurse myself. But I think it's met its limits because it's isolating. If they don't deal with the whole person, they deal with certain parts of you, and et cetera, and that the communication between working with the whole person, including mind and spirit, this is where it's really important. It isn't the physical aspect. The physical problem that they say is really the result or the symptom of emotional, mental, and spiritual imbalances. And so that when we deal with what is happening in their lives, then the physical ailments become rectified. And so when there is a physical and emotional imbalance, then there is a physical imbalance. So that if you just fix the physical imbalance and don't deal with the emotions and the spirit, then it's not a long-term remedy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now it's okay, but then.
Are you there, Effie?
I'm